What's up? Happy Halloween Eve on Sedano and LZ. Now, LZ, I don't know about you, but Halloween Eve for me in my younger years was a day to get turnt up, okay? There were certain holidays in my 20s, even in my 30s, that there was full advantage of. I was taken full advantage of, okay, in the sense of there was a lot of partying, a lot of alcohol. And Halloween Eve, Thanksgiving Eve were two, and Christmas Eve, just because I'm Hispanic, were the Eves. We are big. My people, big on the Eves.
Well, growing up, Halloween Eve in Detroit was called Devil's Night.
Right. I do know that because there is actually the movie The Crow, right, has that, the Devil's Night.
The Devil's Night, yes. Yeah. And that's when you sneak out of your parents' home. And you TP houses, and you spray graffiti, and basically you do a bunch of like random kid, teenager, you know, sort of bad stuff, right? I didn't do that, but I wanted to.
Right.
Because the only thing I feared more than getting caught by, you know, police officers during Devil's Night was getting caught by my mama trying to sneak in back into the house after Devil's Night.
Mama Granderson would
mama
not
Granderson
be happy.
Would yeah. not have been happy. And I had enough sense to know I probably shouldn't test her in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg, what would was Halloween Eve? Was there ever like any – like I'm talking about as an adult, okay? I'm not talking about as like a child because as a child, obviously there's that. But, you know, Halloween Eve – you know, there's, you know, especially if it lands on a day like today, on a Friday, there's usually a lot of parties, right? Like costume parties and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, I wouldn't do anything like the Devil's Night stuff. I wasn't going around and TPing houses and throwing eggs and whatnot. But, you know, we got pretty lit up for drinking all weekend long or all the couple days before and after. It didn't matter if it was during the week or not. That was the 20s, though. But it was fun.
Laura, what would happen?
I mean, I got a Mexican mom, so I got to behave, you know. I have
now.
To be a good girl, so.
Yeah. What is your mom's name? I feel like we need to attach just a name to her.
My mom's name is Irma.
Irma. Oh, Irma is a very Latina, sounds very strict mom name, right?
Yeah, she's from Jalisco, man. She don't play.
Irma don't play. Yeah, yeah. Like, if I had a friend whose mom was Irma, I'd be like, yo, you don't want to mess with Irma.
Facts.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you don't. That's like a name that you don't trifle with. Like that is for real. So, LZ, speaking of trifling with, did you see? And by the way, we will have our Halloween candy snake draft. The morning show bid is back. 5:15 snake draft.
Me, it's a snake draft.
Yes.
I missed that.
Laura and Greg, we will do a snake draft, then we'll put up a poll and let the people decide who had the best Halloween candy snake draft, okay? So that will happen at 5:15. But speaking of teases, did you see LeBron teasing us with Tristan Thompson on Twitter last night?
I did see that. Talking about he's out drinking with his boy, buddies forever, blah, 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 blah. I saw that. I did see that.
So let me tell you something. So I was at the Clutch Pro Day yesterday. Obviously, that's why I wasn't here.
Yes.
So
that's how you got the picture. Very nice.
I got the picture, right.
Was it a sneak peek or did they know you were doing it?
I mean, they all knew everybody was taking pictures. It wasn't a sneak peek. Like they walked in the room and everybody was taking pictures and putting the camera on them. So
I just didn't know if you were like trying to do it from like your hip without anyone noticing.
No,
like
I had the phone right in front of my face. Okay. Yeah, no. There was no issues when it came to that. But what I would say to you is this. By the way, I ordered one of those shirts, the Recreate 88 with Magic Johnson and Kirk Gibson.
That was fire. That was fire for sure.
So I did order one of the shirts, and though it looks like a lot of people are ordering them because it says it's going to take 7 to 10 days. So there's that. But so he was with Tristan there. Now, when Tristan walked in, there was a big hug. There was a lot of conversation. By the way, everybody that was in that room yesterday had to have a negative COVID test to even be in the gym. Okay. So before anyone starts freaking out about, you know, being around each other, first of all, if you've been to the Sports Academy, previously the Mamba Sports Academy, you know it is a monstrous place with, honestly, it's got to be like 4 to 6 full basketball courts there.
I was going to say, it still feels like an outdoor facility, even though it's indoor.
And right, it's a warehouse, so it's got all the doors open, you know, like those aluminum doors that roll up or whatever. So everything was open.
Turner wasn't there, right?
Who's that?
Justin Turner was not there, right?
Justin Turner was not there, no.
Okay.
There were no Dodgers there. There were no Dodgers there. But there were – Quavo was there. I did talk to Quavo, actually. So
was he trying to get recruited?
I don't know if he was trying to get recruited.
He's got game.
But Anthony Edwards is also from Atlanta. Anthony Edwards from Georgia could be the number one pick in the draft, and he is a clutch client. So he was there to support him, much like all the clutch guys were there to support their guys, including LeBron, AD, KCP, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but when Tristan showed up, there was a lot of talking. There was talking before, you know, quickly, before the event started. And then after the fact, they were absolutely chatting. So I am not surprised that they may have all gone to LeBron's house or someone's house and sat down and, you know, had a drink. So, but for those that don't know what we're talking about, LeBron tweeted out last night, said, "Just had a drink with my brother forever at Real Tristan 13. Missed my G. Love, bro. Praying emoji, heart emoji, crown emoji." And then Tristan quote tweeted LeBron and said, "My big brother for life. Missed you too, broski. Missed those times at dinner going back and forth." And then LeBron responded to him, "More to come, bro. For sure." 2 exclamation points. So,
oh my God, I already saw one. There were two of them?
2 exclamation points.
Lord Jesus, Tristan's going to be a Laker.
So what I was going to say was Tristan Thompson is an unrestricted free agent. Now, Tristan Thompson did make a lot of money in Cleveland thanks to LeBron James, right?
Yes.
So do you think it is time potentially to repay the favor, and do you like him better than the previous big man alternatives?
Can I sub out Tristan Thompson for JaVale McGee and feel as if we're okay? I would say yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you're thinking of him assuming a different role,
like Dwight's role, what about for Dwight?
Nah.
Because JaVale's under contract. Dwight is not.
No.
Really? Oh, I'd much rather have Tristan Thompson than Dwight right
now. No. Tristan Thompson couldn't do a damn thing with Jokic. He couldn't do anything with Nurkic either. Dwight, strength and size was very problematic. And Tristan Thompson is a hard worker with a lot of heart, but he's still like 6'9".
You love you some Dwight. Dwight is your new Joe Johnson.
No. You know what I love? I love guys that work for me, man. That work for me, dog. Like, think about it. When JaVale McGee tried to guard Jokic, it was like a Jokic.
No, that was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Yes.
We don't get past him in 4 games, in 5 games, unless we have Dwight. And he's not going anywhere. So the question is, if you don't re-sign Dwight, do you believe Tristan Thompson can do the same thing against the Jokic? And I would say no, he couldn't.
I think he can. He's got more size, for number one, than Dwight does, and you know, more length and things of that nature. So I do believe that. Now, look, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But I would rather have Tristan Thompson than any of the two Laker bigs. Former Dodger expert Greg Bergman, who used to once run, LZ, as we've talked about, a Lakers blog. He was a blogger at one point. How do you feel about Tristan Thompson?
I think Tristan Thompson is the better fit over here than both Dwight and JaVale McGee. I understand JaVale is under contract, but I would much rather have Tristan Thompson than Dwight Howard.
Howard, he's younger, too. Foul. I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's younger. He's also – Dwight is 29. A fucking foul.
Yeah.
There's multiple times a game that Dwight Howard had offensive fouls that would stop some kind of run that they were on.
Did we not just win a championship?
No, I know, but it doesn't mean you can't get better, LZ.
Exactly.
I want to get better. Who think you guys honestly believe at this point in both of their careers?
Yes.
Based upon what you've seen in Cleveland and what you've seen with the Lakers, that Tristan Thompson is a better fit.
I mean, not only is he a better fit, but twice on Sundays, I would rather have Tristan Thompson.
Right, and also, do you remember what Tristan Thompson looked like?
Tristan Thompson is a good player, man.
He's not above the rim.
I disagree
Dwight Howard
with
is
that.
Above the
he
rim.
He was absolutely.
No, it's not agree or disagree. His hops don't compare to Dwight still. It's not an opinion. That's the truth. Dwight has better hops.
I don't think I agree with that either, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I don't think I agree with that, is what I meant to say. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that either.
Put up a poll.
Do you remember what Tristan Thompson looked like with LeBron James?
Yeah, he was awesome.
It was really good.
By the way, he's still been pretty efficient even without LeBron James the last couple of years.
If Tristan Thompson comes to the Lakers, I will be completely satisfied. But if the question is, who do I think will help the Lakers more repeat?
Okay.
Especially when I look at the size that they may have to encounter, give me Dwight as opposed to Tristan. That's
okay,
all.
Let's open it up. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Don't forget, we've got our Halloween candy snake draft at 5:15. But coming up next, the Rams are in a situation that they have to win this weekend. They are in a weird spot facing a rookie quarterback. They can ill afford to lose this game for a number of reasons. We'll explain next in just a moment, and stick around for that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Happy Halloween Eve to everybody.
That's my thing.
We're going to get to your calls here in a second. Don't forget, we will have plenty to chat about with you guys here, because I know people want to weigh in on the Tristan Thompson versus Dwight Howard debate, as LeBron is flirting openly with Tristan Thompson. And I got to witness it live. You guys saw it on Twitter. I actually saw the canoodling between the two of them. Great adjective, canoodling.
Yes, it is. Listen, Thompson's going to bring that pizzazz. Obviously, you were anticipating seeing some Kardashians hanging around if he was a Laker. And I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, it's still ultimately just going to be about the lineup that features AD and LeBron. And it doesn't really matter if it's Tristan or Dwight at that point if you got those two on the floor. I'm just saying, from my eyeball perspective, Dwight is still getting above the rim. He's still being extremely physical. And while it is true he gets run off the floor during small ball, it doesn't matter that much because our small ball has AD.
Yeah. You know what? How about this? Can we have Amin be the mediator?
Sure.
Okay, Greg, I know he's doing a podcast right now. Text him and said, George and LZ, I need you to settle a debate. Whenever you're ready, just call in. The only time he can't call in is 5:30 and 6:15, because we have DeMarco and we have Mac. But tell him any other time before 7 o'clock to call in. Okay?
You got it.
Okay, thank you. Real quick on the Rams. So they're taking on Tua and the Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins have been, you know, not bad, like, this year. And honestly, they were pretty good at the end of the year last year, too. Like, they got a good defense. They've got some players. I like their coach a lot. They're a sound team who is still a couple of years away. So now they're throwing out their, you know, quarterback draft pick, fifth pick overall. This was the kid that was supposed to revolutionize the game, and then he has this catastrophic injury. So, you know, it's been about a year or so, LZ, since the injury. Mm-hmm. I find the Rams in a precarious situation, because if you win, you're supposed to win, but if you lose, you're going to get clowned because you lost to a rookie.
I mean, I don't know if we're still there, you know, especially at the quarterback position. I don't know if we're still there that, you know, we look at someone and where when they was drafted, and that somehow makes things worse. You know, I think at this point with Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert is out, is looking fantastic in the early goings. So I don't know, George, if I think they get clowned extra because there's a rookie back there, I think they just get clowned because they lose to a 3-3 squad, and we're trying to run with the big dogs with 1-2 losses.
So that was going to be my next point, which I'm glad you brought it up, is that it makes you look like a pretender after we thought on Monday. We're like, ooh, they look more like a contender, less like a pretender.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I think they're going to take care of business. I wouldn't be surprised if Tua has a decent game. He's extremely talented, to your point. They've been grooming here for this moment, and they were winning with Fitzmagic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't as if Fitzmagic had an 0-5 start.
No,
they
he was
winning
fine.
With them.
He was fine. He was
so
fine.
So to make this choice means that Flores sees something special and that he's ready to introduce it, because there's an opportunity for them to be a playoff contender themselves now ahead of schedule. So I get the play that Flores is making. I just feel that from a Rams perspective, this is simply about getting the job done. If it's a blowout, great. If it's a one-point victory, great. Because they're a decent team, but our eyes are fixed on something greater.
Let's go to the phones. People want to weigh in on our conversation of Tristan and Dwight. Let's go to Patrick at the LBC. Patrick, what do you got?
Man, George, LD, love you both. I want to say,
bro?
George, this is crazy to me. Dwight just helped us win a championship. He doesn't ask for the ball. It doesn't seem like he
Neither
needs
does
anything.
Tristan.
He just does his job. Block shots, rebounds, energy. And he's happy on the bench. If it ain't broke, why fix it? This guy gave us everything. And let's not forget, Dwight is a Hall of Famer. And when Dwight's had his own teams minus the injuries the last couple of years, he is an all-star. Tristan, he can't have his own team. That's two different calibers we're talking about.
No, I know, but you're thinking about Dwight Howard, the guy who used to be a superstar. I'm thinking about Dwight Howard, who will be 35 years old when the season starts, who fouls a lot and got run off the floor against the Rockets and the Heat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that the familiarity with Tristan, and again, I'm not comparing the resumes. I'm talking about a guy who's 6 years younger and can do the things better than the way Dwight can do them today in 2020, not the way Dwight did them even 5 years ago.
Tristan wasn't even a rim protector when he was playing with LeBron.
He doesn't need to be a rim protector because he defends the perimeter really well as a big man.
So
which Dwight can't
to the
do
rim?
Anymore.
So what happens when they get to the rim? Be like going, hey, that's not my job because I defend the perimeter.
I mean, you have Anthony Davis on your team, for God's sake.
I'm just saying, dog. I hear what you're saying about Tristan and the age difference. And if I felt if Dwight Howard played like JaVale McGee, then I'd be like, yeah, let's go ahead and move it. But Dwight Howard was really good for us last year, man.
Yeah, I'm not
really
saying that
good.
He wasn't. All I'm saying is
and
that
he was in a dunk contest at 30-some years old.
Right, and
he still got that bounce.
Right, he was pretty terrible at the dunk contest.
He was not terrible at the dunk contest.
He was the worst one by far.
Have you
all
seen
the other
the
guys
contest?
Did better than him.
Have you seen? Man, I don't know. Why are you so mad at Dwight Howard?
I'm not mad at Dwight. I want the Lakers to keep winning. And if you got if you stand pat, you're not getting better.
I didn't say stand pat. I just said between those two, if everything's equal, give me the bigger guy who still got bounce. That's
Let
all
me go
I'm
to
saying.
John and Torrance real quick. John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, so I think the biggest point is the fit with Tristan defensively. He's kind of touched ability to switch out.
John, we're losing you, buddy. Try us back in a minute. Try us back. All right, we have
a
special guest. The doorbell's ringing. So Amin is gonna be the arbiter here. Okay, Amin, I'm not gonna tell you who said what. Who would you rather have on the Lakers next season, Tristan Thompson or Dwight Howard?
I'd rather have Tristan Thompson.
Why?
I'd rather have Tristan Thompson for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, he's younger than Dwight. You know, Dwight's getting up there in age. Number two, Dwight did it. He sacrificed for a year to win a ring. He got his ring. Is Dwight going to be the same Dwight next year? Is he going to be willing to make those kind of sacrifices? I don't know. And then the third of all, and this is really important, especially when you think about what happened in the playoffs and specifically in the finals, teams could game plan to keep Dwight Howard off the floor by playing lineups that would require him to go out and guard away from the basket. And he wasn't really that good at that. And we saw that in the Miami series. I think Tristan Thompson is much better at guarding away from the basket than Dwight Howard is. And so I think for all three reasons, I'd rather have Tristan than Dwight.
LZ.
All right.
Are you satisfied with that?
No, I'd rather have Dwight. But it's okay everybody have their opinion.
Why would you rather have Dwight?
One, because we did it with him. Two, he's bigger and stronger and has more hops than Tristan Thompson, so I like him as a rim protector. And then three, I don't have to worry about the Kardashians.
Wow, okay. I would say this, LZ. I think point two is your strongest point. He is bigger and stronger and better at rim protection than Tristan Thompson is. Tristan Thompson is more of a positional defender than he is like a rim protector shot blocker. But I think your weakest point is point one. Because, oh, we did it, we'll do it again. I think you're assuming that everything is going to be the same next year as far as guys coming back and willing to play those roles rather than it was a temporary kind of sacrifice that they made. And especially the way Dwight played, it's like, yo, I played great. I played way better than the contract that I signed. And I probably should have more. And I think, you know, Pat Riley talks about it, the disease of me, that when guys, like, experience success, they come back the next year and you got to fight all these new temptations that didn't exist the first year. The Kardashian one, I don't know. I mean, you're getting.
Hey, Lamar Odom played with the Lakers and won championships, didn't he?
He did, and that was the best time of his life when he was in L.A. and with the Kardashians. Now, when he was not in L.A. and with the Kardashians, that's when things started to unravel.
So maybe this
would be good for Tristan.
Yeah, maybe.
If the Canadian wants to come on board, he can. I'm not mad at having a Canadian on the squad. I'm not mad at bringing in Tristan Thompson instead of Dwight Howard.
Why don't you like maple syrup, LZ?
I do like maple syrup. We actually talked about it before. Remember with the whole butter and everything else with Gronk?
The drizzle, yes, with Gronk.
The drizzle, the drizzle. Yes. My only thing with, as I said, I don't know if Tristan Thompson could have frustrated Jokic the way that Dwight Howard did. And I don't know if Tristan Thompson is the rim protector that when Anthony Davis is down, you know, resting, that we can be sure he'll be there so there's no drop-off. We were pretty sure that this year, that AD wasn't on the floor, that doesn't mean you can still get to the rim because we had Dwight. Now, I don't know about that with Tristan Thompson. The Tristan Thompson that I've seen, to Amin's point, it's a positional guy, but he wasn't necessarily a guy who was going to go up and get that thing if you got too close to the rim or try to shoot a floater or something like that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that is a fair criticism or a fair assessment. I would just say, I guess, in my mind, looking at the way the game is being played and the thing that the Lakers didn't have enough of was a guy who could leave the paint, a big guy who could leave the paint and guard out on the perimeter. They missed that. They needed that. And I think Tristan allows them to do that without sacrificing rebounding and kind of, and obviously finishing on the other end.
Amin, thank you for being our celebrity arbiter. We appreciate it.
You're a celebrity
now. No problem, guys. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a celebrity now. Did you see my Perk impersonation on the jump today?
I did.
That was really good.
Give it to us. Give it to the people on the way out.
LZ, George. I said what I said. You're preaching to the choir right now.
I mean, not terrible, but not great.
It was better on TV. I had to be in character.
It's okay. I understand.
I'm a method actor.
What is your motivation?
All right, Daniel Day-Lewis, thank you for the time. Bye. All right,
more
coming
like
up next.
Daniel Knight-Lewis.
Exactly. We'll take more calls on this 877-710-ESPN. Plus, we want to discuss, we got a poll, LZ. You thought of this earlier today. The most dreaded movie character in horror movie history. We'll get to that. Mm. And speaking of dreaded and horror, a radical idea for Major League Baseball. We'll tell you what that's about in a second. But on a weekend, me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Come on, LZ. This has got to take you back.
It does take me back. I was trying to figure out which year it was. Is this 89?
I was in like 7th or 8th grade when this song came out.
So what do you think? So what year was that when you were in 7th or 8th grade?
Yeah, that was like 89. Yeah, 89, 90. Okay. That sounds right.
I have to check because yesterday Greg was giving us 88 songs, and he snuck in an 87 song, but the listeners called him out on it.
Oh, look at that.
Man, I told you where I got it. Man, I told you where I got it from. Top 100 Billboard singles. That's all
I'm saying, man. You got to be careful. Internet got receipts, bro. They call you out on your mess.
It's all Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
you just got to check it real quick. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that hard. You know?
I mean, 87, 88, very different years.
Yeah. LZ,
sir,
who is the scariest movie character in horror movie history?
The scariest character? I would probably say the old skeleton-looking guy in Poltergeist.
Really?
They used to come up to the door singing that song and stuff all the time.
Yeah, he did sing that song. I was terrified of Freddy Krueger in the first couple of movies. Then he just became a stand-up comic. But those, but you know, it was fun. Like, Freddy did get funny in those movies as the years progressed.
He did. He got real snarky as he was killing you.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He did get like funny. He'd give you like a line, like before he stabbed you with the glove.
Robert Englund was like, you know, this character needs to grow.
Yeah.
He just can't.
Have you seen, do you watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah, on occasion.
Have you seen the one with the Freddy Krueger wannabe character in it?
No.
Oh my God. You have to find that on the internet. It is absolutely hilarious. Like, hilarious. Like, just incredible. But yeah, I was terrified of Freddy the first few movies. Like, the first one was obviously super scary. And then the second one, remember it had Johnny Depp in the second one?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he the one that was sucked up by the bed?
In the bed, yes. Yes, he was sucked up in the bed. Yes. And then I think 3 was kind of where he started to make the turn into stand-up comic.
That was the Dream Warriors.
Right. Where the girl from the original one, Nancy, came back, and she was like a psychologist for like the kids who were having issues with him. Right. And yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hell yeah, it's your dream. Why you acting like you can't have no powers? Get some powers, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Michael Myers is pretty scary too, though.
You know what? Out of the 3 films that we're going to talk about in that genre, I thought that Halloween had the best lighting. And lighting's really important when it comes to horror films.
Well,
because
you
need to be able to see stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you need to also be kept in the dark, so to speak, in order for the you know, the appearance of Michael to really scare you.
Yeah.
And I felt like at times during Friday the 13th, it was too dark and I couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Yeah. With Jason, you're right. It was too dark. There's a lot of woods scenes.
A lot of
woods, what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then they had that weird one where his mom was in the movie. Remember?
Yeah. Well, mom started it all, right?
Was that the first one or the second one? I thought that was the second one.
I thought it was the first one. She wanted revenge for them, like, killing her son.
Right. Maybe it was the first one, yeah. But, yeah, and then they got crazy, right? You know, you had Jason going to space or whatever the hell and, you know, going to the moon.
I like
Freddy versus Jason.
It was Jason?
It was Freddy versus Jason, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But the Halloween one, Halloween movies, I think Jamie Lee Curtis pretty much sold that, though. Her face, she always looked terrified. So I think that made you more terrified.
Yeah, she was really good. Like, her fear felt real.
Yes.
And I don't know where it came from, but I'm glad that she was there. I'm glad they hired a real actress to do that, you know, because maybe a lesser actress, then it just looks really corny. But her fear was real.
Yeah. Bergman.
Still, my scariest, not to cut you off before Greg.
No, go ahead.
The scariest scene to me, though, still to this day of any horror movie, the first, like, 10 to 15 minutes of Scream. That still freaked me out.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good one.
Because I didn't think they were going to kill her.
Right. To start it off, yes.
To start it off, I was like, well, hell, everybody could get killed.
It's kind of like, what was that movie with Steven Seagal? Now, he's a crazy person, but there was a movie with, I want to say, Harrison Ford. Was it Air Force One where Steven Seagal dies like in the first 10 minutes of the movie?
I might have been Air Force One. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the movie. But anyway, Bergman, scariest person in a horror movie is who?
So anytime there's any kind of child that's the scare, it gets me every single time. But the one that actually gave me, and you guys are going to laugh at me, it's totally fine, but the one that gave me nightmares, and for years, I'm not talking like just for a couple nights, for years, I was freaked out by the monster in the Ernest Scared Stupid movie.
What?
I swear to you.
Serious?
Scared me to death. I had to have light on in my room.
The more you talk.
Sense.
The more you talk.
I mean, Laura, say what you just said on the air. Just say it.
I said I just lost the respect for Greg right
now. I mean, how old were you during this, Greg?
I was 8. I was 8 years old.
I mean, maybe. Okay,
you should have started with that.
Well, yeah. It sounded like 91. What do you want me to do?
But I don't know, but that just sounded ridiculous. You know what I mean?
I understand it's earnest, but that monster freaked me out, and I guarantee you there's people on Twitter that agree with me.
All right. 877-710-ESPN.
I'd
Laura?
Guarantee off right now.
I wouldn't guarantee it either, to be honest with you. That's not a great guarantee.
It's a real one.
Yeah. Laura?
So I actually, LZ mentioned the movie, The Poltergeist. I hated that movie when I was growing up because I was a little kid. But as an adult, the Saw movies, because they have you know, they're doing it for a purpose. There's a reason why they're putting you in that situation. And it made me just evaluate my life. am I doing wrong? Yeah.
Candyman was pretty scary too. You know what I mean? Remember that? You used to have to say the Candyman three times and then he'd just show up and just chop you up.
Yeah. And I kept wondering, why would people do that?
Yeah. Why would you just say it? Right. Why are you tempting it? Just don't say it and you're fine. You know what? What's the commercial that runs now that it's like a wannabe horror movie and they're like running away from the bat, from the monster or whatever. And they're like, where should we go? And they're
like an insurance commercial or something like that.
Where should we go? And they're like, let's go hide in the attic. Let's go hide in the basement. And the girl goes crying. She's like, why don't we just go into the running car?
Are you crazy?
Yeah. And they're like, let's hide behind the chainsaws.
They're so perfect.
Yeah, it is great. That's too funny. All right, we'll take your calls on that too. Tristan versus Dwight and the scariest horror movie character. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Also pretty scary, we didn't get to it, which is perhaps some radical changes in Major League Baseball. We'll tell you what that's about in a second. All right, so we'll get to your calls here in a second. Tristan versus Dwight and the scariest horror movie character in your life. 877-710-ESPN. But what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe, good times. LZ, in Major League Baseball, A.J. Hinch was hired by your old squad, the Detroit Tigers. And Tony La Russa was hired by the White Sox. Which is the worst hire?
Oh, sweet Jesus. Let me think. That might be the best question you've asked me in all the years we've known each other, George. Let's see. I'm going to go with A.J.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because at least La Russa's got a track record and a resume, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Like, seriously, dog. Like, he didn't start winning as a manager until Alex Cora showed up with the cheating scandal. Look at the record.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah, but I think everybody deserves a second chance. You know, don't they?
Yeah, not in my city, though. Go and take that somewhere else.
Yeah. Alex Cora looks like he's good. Alex Cora may get rehired with the Red Sox, it looks like.
That's fine.
Yeah,
they can do that in Boston. I don't care.
Next, Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday was yesterday, LZ, and Kanye gave her a present, which was a hologram of her father, and the hologram spoke. She posted it on Twitter, and you know, said really nice things about her, obviously, and the stuff that they used to do when she was a little and all that, and like the music they would play together and all the conversations they would have. And then it started saying how Kanye was the greatest man in the world, basically. Is that cool or creepy?
From the outside looking in, it seems creepy as hell. Right. But I don't know if they're cuddling on the couch, you know, watching reruns of the Golden Girls, if she says things like, I miss my dad, I wish I could hear from him just one more time, blah, blah, blah. Right. So I don't know all of that, but on the outside looking in, that looks creepy as hell.
Bizarre at the very least, yes?
At the very least, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on that. Laura, any thoughts on the Kardashian hologram?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of them. I just had to throw that in there, but that is really creepy. But it kind of goes with the show, right? Because Halloween? I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Silver lining? I don't know.
Is that the most famous hologram since Tupac?
Can we get a Selena hologram?
Yeah, how about that? Can we get a Selena hologram?
Can we get a Selena?
I mean, seriously. Right? That is a great point. You know what?
Or you know I cried about her death, right?
Oh, my God. I was little and I cried. I still cry watching the movie.
I still cry just talking about it.
Oh.
I'm getting emotional.
All right, lastly here, something that'll make everyone happy. The McRib is back, LZ. The McRib is back. Are you a McRib guy?
Hold on. I got to wait for Morales to text me to let me know if I could be honest or not.
Yeah, because McDonald's is a sponsor, and we do love McDonald's. Actually, my kids do like, you know, some chicken nuggets and a Happy Meal. Like, we get it for them every once in a while. So, and I will usually, you know, I even though I try to eat as best I can, I like to order an occasional six-piece McNugget. I'm still a fan. I haven't tried the spicy nuggets, but maybe if they're still around, I'll give them a shot.
I still love the fries.
I'm not a McRib guy, though. I've never been. It's the first time since 2012 nationally that they'll have the McRib.
Yeah, I don't want a McRib because I don't want to know what the McMeat is.
Okay, fair enough. Greg McRib, yes or no?
Oh, I'm a big time on McRib. I love the McRib. It's delicious. Apparently, it's pork.
Yes.
Apparently?
Well,
was it a test run or something like that?
No, it's pork. It's pork. Okay. It's good and it's tasty. And that is one thing that I will actually go to McDonald's for and go get.
But okay. You like spam too, though.
Oh, spam? Oh, come on. Well, how do you not like spam? It's delicious.
I don't like spam at all.
Oh, no. Come on. A spam musubi? Oh, so good.
No.
So good.
Not happening.
Oh, you got
what meat
now.
Is that?
Spam. Ham.
Is it, though?
I mean, it's spam.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you about it.
I mean, listen.
I think spam is short for supposed ham.
I went to Hawaii a couple of years ago. Where obviously, spam is huge there. For
spiced
a wedding.
Ham.
And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I've tried it. So it's not like I'm not one of these people that doesn't try something and says they don't like it. Like, you know, when you're like 8 and you do those things. But just not for me. Laura, McRib or spam? Either one?
Hell no. Sorry, okay. I pass.
Okay.
She's classy.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, that's what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. All right, so LZ, we're going to have our candy snake draft at 5:15.
It's
our Halloween
a snake
candy.
Draft.
Yes, our Halloween candy snake draft at 5:15. All four of us will compete. We'll put it up on the poll, and people can vote on who the winner is. So we talked about the scariest characters in movie history for Halloween Eve. But this could be scary. Major League Baseball, Scott Boras is pushing. It's actually in the newspaper today, in your paper, the paper of record here, the LA Times. And Scott Boras has continued to push the World Series should be on a neutral site permanently. He believes that it should be like an All-Star game or the Super Bowl and really make it a point where you can get corporate sponsors. It can become a bigger deal. You can also kind of upsell a lot of different things, including packages that he thinks that it actually will help certain economies in these local areas if you rotate it. Do you like that as an idea, or do you think that the tradition of having it in the two cities of the teams that won the American League and the National League and rewarding those cities is the way to go?
I am good either way. And you know I'm not a guy who likes to sit on the fence. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing this to avoid an answer.
Right.
I just like both ideas. I like the idea of saying we're just going to keep it in Miami or San Diego or whatever.
Right. You rotate in cities that are warm weather, right, in the winter.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you can plan better, right? You can plan the entire year, several years to make it bigger, more lavish, better parties, et cetera. So I do like that. However, if you're Kansas City, right, resident, you get the World Series taken from you.
Yeah.
When you don't have very many other things to really be excited about, right? Because you're in Kansas City.
That's my point. I'm with you on that. That's to me that's the drawback is that, yes, it's October. You'd have to do it. I mean, I guess you could do it in one of the winter cities, right? Because you kind of play there now to begin with, right?
But I hate that though, man.
Yeah,
I hate having to placate northern cities because it's unfair. I hate that. It's like going, yeah, it is unfair. But you know what? I'm from Detroit. And when we had the Super Bowl in Detroit, that wasn't cool.
It wasn't
it was
a good
cold.
Idea. Yeah, it was really
cold. It wasn't
cold.
A good idea.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's okay.
Yeah. But I think that the tradition would get people really upset about this. Greg Bergman, what do you say?
I actually don't mind it if it was in a random
a spot
city.
That would rotate like the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'm okay with that. I didn't mind it that it was in Arlington this year. I liked that they were able to have a domed stadium that they could close the roof at certain times. I like it. I'm okay with it. Although I would like to see the Dodgers in the World Series at Dodger Stadium.
Laura?
Well, we've seen that already.
We have seen
I haven't.
Didn't win it, yes, but yeah.
I would love for them to win it at Dodger Stadium, but I don't mind it either. I think that's pretty cool.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah,
the parties will be like you have a full year to plan them, right? So I mean everything would supposedly would just be better as opposed to you don't know who's hosting the World Series until like a week before the World Series.
So I'm against it for this reason, because I think that if it's in your hometown, let's say, you know, the Dodgers, let's use them as the example, right? Mm-hmm. There's the chance, an off chance, right, that a family that, you know, loves the Dodgers, right, can find a way. Yes, I know the scalping of tickets are ridiculous or whatever, but there's at least a fighting chance that you can get your way into that stadium if you follow that team and you can't afford to travel, right, and go to another city. I just think that it's still a – having it in the way it is now, traditionally, as opposed to moving it from site to site to site like the Super Bowl, allows the regular fan to still have a fighting chance, I think, to get in there, as opposed to more corporate types in these situations. Because that's what the Super Bowl has become, LZ. Like, people are saying, well, you know, this year they're talking about the Super Bowl is only going to be at 20% capacity, which really means it's just going to be the corporate sponsors.
Right. No. I agree with you, and when you do events like that at that level, the, you know, everyday families do get squeezed out. There's no question about that. Which is why I said I'm good either way. And I can see either scenario being a positive.
Right.
I don't want any more World Series, though, in the state of Texas. I don't want that. I want sexier cities than Arlington.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that. All right, let's go to the phones. People have been holding on patiently. Talk about Tristan versus Dwight. If you didn't see, LeBron's flirting with Tristan. Dwight's a free agent. Tristan's a free agent. Also been talking about the scariest horror movie character. And look, if you want to weigh in on this World Series conversation, moving it to a neutral site every year like the Super Bowl or keeping it the way it is, have at it. 877-710-ESPN. Juan is in L.A. Juan, how are you, buddy? Thank you for holding on. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, I'm great. I'm with LZ, man. Tristan Thompson right now is like Dwight Howard the first time around. No lackluster, no fight. Right now, Howard is the old man strength, you know. You don't let none of these youngsters get into him, and he just blocks and rebounds, and he does have hops. You know, I don't care what Johnson you said, LZ like. You know, Keyshawn, Joe Johnson, Magic Johnson, he's right. Second of all, the best horror flick that I ever saw was The Exorcist.
Ooh, The
now,
Exorcist.
That right there killed me. I couldn't even go deliver papers with my dad at 2 in the morning, you know, with that phone coming in. Man, I used to grab a paper and just throw it up into the people's yard and all kind of flower pots would crack. You know, and they be calling my dad, you know, complaining about that. But, yeah, that thing killed me until the Freddy Krueger movie, since I figured out that, you know, like my man said, when you have those dreams, you could be Superman in them dreams, and you go ahead and start socking people up.
Yeah, exactly. Give Freddy, exactly. Kick Freddy right in the face.
Yeah, so that helped me out growing up.
Yeah.
And lastly,
but real quick, Juan, before you go on to your last thing. So like, you know, when you'd break the potted plants and stuff, and they'd call your dad, they'd be like, "Oye, hijo tuyo me rompió esto."
Yeah, man. You know, he wouldn't say nothing. You know, but at the end of the years, when them extra checks came for Christmas, boy, I didn't see any of it.
All right, what's the last thing before we let you go?
Yeah, well, the last thing I can remember was the World Series in different cities. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to start changing my IG from Just a Tip to Drizzle Just a Tip.
All right. All right, Drizzle Just a Tip. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Okay.
Quickly.
Yeah. Well, I believe he was the Tanga guy, if you remember from 2 days ago with
there we go.
With
there
Laura. We go. Mitch is in New Jersey. We got to protect Laura here at all costs. Mitch, how are you, Mitch?
Well, she put him back on. Maybe
okay. How you guys doing?
How are you?
What's up, bro?
All right. Hey, LZ. Enjoy your articles. First,
thank you, sir.
I'd rather have Dwight Howard. I don't think Tristan's even going to last at 35. He reminds me of Andrew Bynum, the way he fizzled out. He's got that potential. He doesn't play hard all the time. I'd rather you keep Dwight Howard, you re-sign him, rather. And with the Rams, I think Donald and Brock are going to have Tua for lunch. But I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But I think just too much of a defensive line. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Let me sneak in Ivan in L.A.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, George, ALV. Hey, man, just want to say you guys have a great show going on, man. I love you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
I have to agree with LZ, though. I honestly do believe that Dwight brings more to the table than Tristan Thompson does. I mean, if you remember, Jokic basically punked AD all the way in for that last shot, you know. He ain't doing that to Dwight, you know what I'm saying? And they complement each other, you know what I'm saying? We have that that big guy there if we need it, you know. So I definitely agree with LZ on this one. Dwight Howard needs to stay, and I really don't think that he's going to be a prima donna because LeBron will put him in check. This is LeBron's team, not his team. And if he wants to go, let him go, you know, but I really don't think he's going to do that. Now, when it comes to the movie, I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre is pretty good. Leatherface,
ooh,
I remember that
good one
scared me when I was a kid.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Ivan. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy Halloween to you and everybody who's called in thus far. All right. We'll keep taking your calls on all that, 877-710-ESPN, on Tristan versus Dwight, on the Halloween movie character that scared you the most, the World Series on a neutral site that's potentially being discussed. We'll get to all that coming up. But next is the Candy Snake Draft. We are going to do that, but before that, we got 2 minutes before that, and then my girl, Karen Kay, KK, who is a Kit Kat fan.
I like all chocolate. I'm just give me some candy. But the scary movie, Silence of the Lamb, that movie.
Oh, wait. Ready? I'm gonna take you back. Me. Ready?
Don't play it.
Hello, Clarice.
No.
Oh, would you like that. Some fava beans?
Oh. Me neither. LZ, me neither.
I used to do that to Karen all the time.
Yes. George,
I used to just call and go, hello, Clarice.
Yes. Yeah. Because then I would leave and go in a parking garage, dark parking garage, after you did that. And I'm looking over my shoulder. I hate that movie.
Father Beans.
That. Great. Now I'm going to have nightmares again.
You know, and they're not even tasty. I finally tried some just to see what he was talking about. They're not that good. So I'm assuming the human was like the selling point because the beans weren't that great.
Hello, Karen. Can you give me some traffic and fava beans?
Oh, my gosh, George. I didn't think you were going to remember that, but you did.